So, Matt, how much of a familiar feeling is there to you sort of as you head into the stretch drive versus what you went through last season in Edmonton? And is there a similar feeling maybe in the room that you've noticed?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, this is an exciting time of the season for this group. We've taken a lot of steps to get here. I think we keep trying to improve our game. And I think we talked about it a little bit the other day that, you know, this league keeps getting better at this point. You know, every team's striving to either position themselves better in the playoff run or get themselves into position for the playoffs. And teams are going to get better here after after the trade deadline with acquisitions and stuff. And, you know, we need to keep preparing ourselves every day, keep showing up at the rink every day and getting better. But, yeah, this is a good time of year right now. Not the best time of year, but a good time of year.
And as a guy who's gone through this very recently in a room where not a lot of guys have, do you share some of that wisdom and insight with us?
Yeah, we all, whatever. We talk a little bit. I can't think of one, you know, thing that we actually necessarily talk about. But, yeah, it's fun to see the smiles on a lot of the young guys' faces. You know, it's their first time getting into this position. And, you know, they need to cherish these moments because they don't come along that often. And we're comfortable where we are, but we want to continue to get better.
You have a situation right now where you guys are flying pretty high. The guys that are in the lineup are rolling. You got guys not in the lineup. You got injured guys possibly coming back.
Yeah.
Trade deadline a week away. How do you manage all that? Do you worry about where do I fit in this puzzle when all the pieces are sort of...
Yeah, you can, you know, there's two ways you can do it. You can worry about it or not worry about it. I think, you know, probably the healthiest way is to not worry about it. You know, your play dictates where you're going to sit in the lineup, and it's on each individual in here to show up every night and bring their best. You know, that's what gives the coaching staff and the management, that's what helps them make up their mind is the way we play. So trying to worry about it, it doesn't help, that's for sure. And, you know, especially guys that haven't been through the situation in the past, to just go out and let your play dictate where you're going to sit in the lineup is the best way to do it.
I know it's kind of big picture, but you're wrapping up this epic homestand tomorrow night.
Yep.
You've only had two regulation losses. Do you like what your club's been able to do, or how do you look?
Yeah, it's been a good homestand. We lost a couple. The New York one was tough. You know, we get two goals taken back. Second one probably was a high stick. First one, you can argue either way, but... I like the way we've played. I think we've dictated a lot of the play. We haven't chased games very often, and, you know, that's what you want to do, especially this time of year.
Second straight time you'll have a club that comes in on back-to-backs. Do you feel that you guys were able to take advantage of that a little bit last night?
That's something we talked about, absolutely. Teams come in, get in late. You got to turn around and play again. We know what it's like to be on the other side of that. It's not easy. It's difficult. So if we can get the momentum of the game early, definitely helps. We can get on them. I thought last night was a good game. I thought we played our game early. Bucky made a huge save for us when it was 2-2 in the second there, and we eventually, with our pace of play, were able to push them out of the game.
Do you dare compare this team to what you were part of last year?
No, I don't. Not a lot of comparisons for sure. I think this is a special group in here for sure. Last year was a good group for me, special group, but, you know, this is a whole new organization, a whole new team, and we've got a lot of different pieces here.
What makes it special here? What do you mean when you say that?
I think we have a lot of threats here in terms of offense. You know, our top three lines can score at any point in a game. Our power play has been very good. I just think the offense here is spread out quite a bit more.
Did you get the sense, Matt, just one more for me, but are guys on this team willing to, even if it means taking on a lesser role, getting moved down in the lineup, getting moved out of the lineup, if it means ultimately winning, that guys are okay with
that's
that?
That's the ultimate sacrifice this time of year. You go home and look in the mirror and you can be upset that you're not playing, but when you show up here every day, you've got to have all your teammates' backs and be here for the right reasons because, you know, we've only got one guy in this lineup that's ever won a Stanley Cup. I've made it as far as Game 7 in the second round. I'm not sure if anyone else has gone that far other than Buff. So it takes everybody pulling on the rope together, whether you're in the lineup, whether your minutes have diminished. No matter what it is or what it takes, you got to be here to help the team.